Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and sort of bad guys and good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the definition of a lawless society. New York Post promulgates kids' sex toy lessons at $42,000 a year at a private school. The dean of students at an elite $42,000 a year Chicago prep school has been filmed bragging about kids playing with sex toys, folks. I'm not even going to say the names. There's one, there's two, there's three of them. In class while getting tips on having queer sex. Interesting. Filmed by Project Veritas, James O'Keefe's organization, talking about the Pride Week event at Francis W. Parker School that included a visit by drag queen Alexis Bevels. I'm sure it's some sort of created name to hide his real identity, but he's showing you who he is by what he does. Matthew 7:16, an LGBTQ plus health, notice what they're using to use as a face as they continuously assail the children. Health centers came in and they were passing around sex toys and other sex toys to my students talking about queer sex using lube versus using spit, Bruno said. In a classroom while I was sitting there, Bruno said nothing it was for kids as young as 14 years old. Again, I just want to let you know that this is on the front page of the paper, the New York Post. I'm curious. Where's the law? Well, the conservatives are doing nothing but highlighting, literally, I just went over and looked at the backup story. And interestingly enough, Fox News highlights the facts that the left, as they call them, are doing nothing more than sexualizing our children. Hey, folks, it's against the law. There's a lot of people in prison for a long time for committing crimes like this. How come the law is never made in reference to these said crimes? I mean, how backwards could one get? I mean, you really have to ask the question, right? Here's another one, and I can't play the audio because the guy's swearing so much at the police officer, okay? And if you want to check these out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to that page. Also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. And again, if you want to call in, please do. The conservatives of the day are doing nothing but highlighting the crimes of those that are sexualizing, assailing sexually your children. Where is the law? Hey, I want to show you where the law is. Look at this guy. Man tangles with cop after challenging protesters at drag time story hours. Folks, to suggest that it's okay, Deuteronomy 22:5 comes to my aid, that it's okay for a man to dress up as a woman and then to, it's a crime, by the way, in the state of Minnesota and throughout the United States. That's a crime within itself. But to suggest that this is okay and this is normal behavior bewilders all of us, especially the ones that are under attack, the young people, the kids. But what are the cops doing? Well, here, I want to show you. And again, I can't play the audio. I can't play the audio because of all the swearing going on. But this is a protester at one of these drag queen library times where the men dress up as women and zero in on the children. And keep in mind, this is very small, but the Bible is clear when it says, don't let the little leaven become the lump. Get it out. Get the little leaven out of the lump. Get the wicked doctrines out of the lump, that the lump may be holy. And so what I'm going to show you right now is an individual protesting, a whole bunch of people protesting, a man dressing up as a woman with what, 5-10 parents there that are mentally ill, that need to be rehabilitated. These are crimes against children, by the way. But I want you to just go ahead and visually look at this, if you don't mind. There's a whole bunch of people holding up signs stating, leave kids alone. Leave the kids alone. Shut it down now. Okay? And it's absolutely amazing, friends, what's happening. What's happening? The cops are, in fact, if they're not escorting the men that are dressed up as women into these library hours, which is a crime, then they're actually prosecuting or arresting those that are protesting the crimes of them men dressed up as women zeroing in on their children. Now, I know some people still think it's a joke. They think it's a game. It really isn't. As a matter of fact, I can highlight an individual for you here even now, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She is nothing more than controlled opposition as well. But she did this week highlight the crimes of what's going on here. Check this out.
Pass around dildos, butt plugs, yep, thank you.
In public schools.
Project Veritas, ladies and gentlemen.
Look, all the conservatives doing nothing but highlighting their own crimes.
By the way, you can pick up a butt plug or a dildo at Target and CVS nowadays.
Is this incredible? And I know some people think it's funny, but it really isn't funny. Again, friends, you have adults sexualizing the children. And again, I would make reference that this is against the law because it is in every given state. I want to show you one more thing before this hard break, too. This is not too old, friends. This is just this year. But a drag queen who danced for kids is charged with 25 counts of child pornography. Of course, it's all interlinked. I mean, their slogan, friends, NAMBLA's slogan is sex before 8, before it's too late. Before anybody stands back and thinks that this is somehow funny, I want to let you know that what you think is funny, the Lord condemns. And he will stand up for those kids if you don't. When you look at Exodus 22, verse 22, he said, you shall not afflict them children. He's talking about the fatherless or the widow or the stranger in this particular case. He said, if you shall afflict them in any wise and they cry out at all unto me, he said, I will surely hear their cry. And the Lord said, and my wrath shall wax and I will kill you with the sword. So for those that are laughing about this, just keep in mind what those kids are having to endure. Why did Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty do 365 public high schools and we continue on today? Because those young people, even the little ones in elementary, are being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Why is that, Americans? Why is that? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I just had an article pulled up concerning a restaurant that defied COVID restrictions last year. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but this is Gourmelt's, and it's in Virginia. And it's interesting because what happened is with their new governor and all, you know, the good guy that was just replacing the bad guy, regardless, it matters not, folks. People still haven't figured this out. But this restaurant, again, that defied COVID restrictions was raided. Appeals to Governor Glenn Youngkin, who held a political rally there in October, they go unanswered. Folks, you people really need to understand. For the gazillionth time that I've said this, there is no difference between what you believe to be the left and the right. They're two wings of the same bird, really, is what it comes down to. The left, as you call it, is merely the fruit of what you call the right and what it is that they tolerate, period. And Jesus warned of divide and conquer. This two-party system that is in place, the Democrats versus the Republicans, is all unconstitutional. And keep in mind, they didn't stop there. And we were warned of it by George Washington, by that of John Adams. We've done several shows on this. But if you're going to continuously play these games, friends, you're going to get caught up into them, and you can see the destruction that takes place. Isn't it interesting how the left, unto themselves, now just put this, let's go along with their little theory, their fictitious theories that they create through their propagandists. When the left does what the left does, isn't it interesting how that we believe that they're a law unto themselves and they can do what they want to do? And it's interesting how they can do the wrong thing when it's in contrast to constitutional law, but when the right, you believe that when the right's in power, they're a law unto themselves too. But when they're in power, isn't it interesting how the law, the right, the good guys can't get the law to condemn the wicked, which they call the left? Because if they did, that's why I always revert back to, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. That's exactly true. We're a constitutional republic. We're a constitutional republic, and I wish people would figure this out, to say the least. Again, I want to go back to this because it's important that we understand this. They're still raiding businesses. They're still attacking businesses, even with all of the good guys in place in these particular states. Okay, nothing's changed here. I want you to see the headline on sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com. Restaurant that defied COVID restrictions raided appeals to Governor Glenn Youngkin, who held a political rally there in October. They go unanswered. No, because they use anybody and everybody that's willing to open their doors to get to the position that they want to, and once they get there, they turn on the people that put them there. Bad habit to get into. I remember hearing a very wicked man years ago say in the music industry, you better pay attention as to who helps you on the way up, because, or what you do or how you treat those that help you on the way up, because you're always going to see them on the way down. Oh, it's absolutely true. And again, that goes to Galatians 6:7, you reap what you sow. And that is a law unto itself that nobody on this planet can deny in any sense of the word, which is a perfect understanding of how the law is perpetual in the spirit continuously. So know that it's still going on, folks. And with this said, these restaurants that are being raided by the government, they have no constitutional authority in doing so. The government was never given delegated authority from we the people to shut down we the people's businesses. Oh, I wish you would get this in you. I honestly do. They have never been given delegated authority from we the people to attack we the people, Americans. There's no constitutional provision for any governor, president, senator, congressman, representative, any sitting capacity, incumbent. They have no authority in any sense of the word to force anybody to shut down their business. You know, what's ridiculous about it, these dummies don't realize, they think they're just doing their job, of course, and that's what they all say, and I'll make a point about that in just a moment, but it's interesting, they don't realize that at that point, you are now self-inflicting. You're destroying yourself at that point. And these governors that went along to get along, they didn't see that through, did they? Nope, they're on the same boat that we are. By the way, so are the bad guys. They just don't realize it neither. Now, one of the things when I was watching this video concerning this restaurant owner, when he defied the COVID restrictions, which he had every lawful right under God to do, and he did it, it was interesting that when these state troopers, these state police came in, they all just sat there, and he filmed everybody telling them, you're not doing your job, you're destroying your country, why are you doing this? And, of course, the police are just sitting there, standing there, as they're forcing the man to violate his own conscience. And they're just standing there saying that they're doing their job. And this man knew enough to tell them this is exactly what Adolf Hitler during the Nuremberg trials, that's the first thing that they all said, is we were just doing our job. And it's interesting, going back to Nuremberg, May of 1944 or 45, it's interesting that Harry Truman said during that particular time that the laws of God and the laws of man had been broken here. And during those proceedings of all those war criminals that did the biddings of Adolf Hitler, you know what they all said? They all said that we were just doing their job. And the truth of the matter is, friends, as you all the well know over here at the sonsoflibertymedia.com, not a one of them was doing their job, because if they were doing their job, they would have stood against Adolf Hitler. They would have not have done his biddings and what? Went out and destroyed the innocent. But what did they do? Well, they tried to justify themselves. Many of them were executed, and rightly so. Why? Because they weren't doing their job. Neither are these police. I'm sick and tired of people just saying, I'm doing my job. No, you're not doing, when you are violating law, you are not doing your job. When you say that you're afraid of losing your job, I understand all that. I get all that. But when you sit there and say, I'm afraid of losing my job, I understand that. But I want you to understand something. What, it's better for you to go ahead and attack the innocent in obedience to a tyrant than for you to lose your job? It shows you where your priorities are at. And it also shows you what you and who you fear. And it's not God. It's not the Lord. Because if you were to obey God, remember the slogan, Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, Roger Sherman, John Adams came up with, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And scripturally, that is smack spot on. So to suggest that any of you are doing your job when you are violating the law, and see what you do? Is many people try to get away with it, well, you know what, I'm just doing what I'm told because they know better than I do. No, 9 times out of 10, that's probably not the truth. And you know it. You just don't want to have to go do your due diligence, 2 Timothy 2:15, to find out what the truth of the matter is. And somehow or another, you have deceived yourself into believing that somehow or another, you're not going to be held accountable before God and man as to what you did to the innocent. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. Hey, folks, if I go into a foreign country, even now, and I'll give you a basic example, a simple example. If I go over to England right now and I rent a car, there's a whole new set of laws over there. Well, there's spiritual law first and foremost, and God's got statutes that we need to obey. But if I go over there right now and I go 50 in a 25-mile-an-hour zone, and there was no law posted because they didn't need to have it posted in that particular country, and the cop pulls me over and he says to me, hey, you were speeding, you were going 50 in a 25, the only thing I'm going to say is, okay, so what's the deal? Well, what's the judgment? He's going to give me a ticket, right? Regardless if I knew the law or not, there's still consequences. And it's for me to know the law of the land, especially if I call myself a Christian and or a patriot. Okay? You are obligated before God and man to know what it says. So your ignorance of the law does not excuse your conduct in any sense of the word. And there's a lot of people that think that that's the case. I mean, look at the whole medical industry right now, friends. Incredible! Incredible! Look, they're still trying to push a narrative. Here, as a matter of fact, now that I'm speaking of that, I want to pull up this brand new, I just seen this, piece that someone sent me this morning, and I'm pulling it up. We're doing live radio, folks. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Look at this. Diabolical, to say the least. This just came out by Pamela Geller. She's a contributor over here at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. But the FDA just cleared. There's no credibility with these agencies, friends. The Federal Drug Administration. The FDA just cleared new COVID-19 vaccines for babies and children under the age of 5. When does it get to the point where the American people understand their enemy is not playing? When is it time that the enemies that are not playing understand that nor are the American people are going to play with their crimes? When are they going to understand that we don't play? You know, I tell my kids all the time, did you know that when I was in elementary school, I quit the elementary? And they say, why, Dad? I say, because they had recess. And they say, well, I don't get it. Well, they had recess because I don't play. And I share that with my kids all the time. But the truth of the matter is it really has to come to the point where the rubber meets the road and we let the bad guys know that the good guys are not going to allow this any longer. This is ridiculous. I was going to make a point about the doctors just going along with this. They all the well know what they're doing, friends, because the information is there for us all to observe. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Rich Johnson. Another student loan case may be heading to the U.S. Supreme Court. It's agreed to hear a second challenge to President Biden's debt relief program. This one from two people who were denied relief and say they did not have an opportunity to comment. First, the court will hear arguments on standing, whether they have the legal right to bring that case. As usual, your holiday drive will be a crowded one.
We're expecting about 102 million Americans are going to drive for the upcoming holiday season.
AAA's Ellen Edmonds says that's how many of us will drive at least 50 miles between just before Christmas and just after New Year's, about 2% more than last year. Just about all of us around the U.S. are enduring some serious winter weather. One system's dumped several feet of snow in the western mountains. It forced the closure of a big stretch of Interstate 80 in Northern California, and it continues to march east. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Isn't it interesting? Has anybody ever taken the time to notice this? Have you ever noticed that when I'm showing you the fruit of your favorite politicians and it bends people out of balance or bends them out of shape? Isn't it interesting how I get phone calls? But when I talk about protecting the children, I don't hear anything from anybody. Isn't this insane? It shows you priority. I mean, see, so the kids are now having to fend for themselves because it's the parents that are trying to defend their favorite politicians from the truth that they failed to walk into, and they're so willing to just go ahead and subject their kids to whoever and whatever comes along as they're being illegally indoctrinated by the federal government. I was just thinking that a moment ago. I really was. I was just highlighting the fact that the FDA clears new COVID-19 vaccines for babies and children under the age of 5. Folks, with all the information that we've been given now, how is anybody going along with this? Yesterday, I took a little time. I had to drop off somebody at the airport, and we went over to the Mall of America. And my goodness, on two sides of the Mall of America, it was interesting. They were talking about how you could go ahead and just get your COVID-19, no problems. And guess what, friends? No fee. You know, if it was really about our health, Americans, just food for thought, then why is it that people go indebted? They have to sell their homes for chemotherapy. or for any other sickness. Why are people scared to death today to get scared or to get sick or end up in the hospital? Because they know it's not about health anymore. And the Lord warned us about that. Here, I want to show you something. I'm doing live radio. And I want you to see this. And when I go over there, it tells me in Mark 5:25 through 34 how the woman had suffered many things of who? Does the Bible say that they had suffered many things of Jesus or the prophets? Does it say anything about that? Does it say anything about this woman suffering under the hands of the apostles or the prophets or the teachers, those that are ordained by God to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover? I mean, Acts 10:38 tells us that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That's the church's business, right? But does it say that the church caused this woman to suffer many things? Or does it say that, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse? Who is responsible for that? The Lord pointed the finger at the physicians. Now, physicians within themselves, hey, I think if they are men of integrity, they're upright in their conduct, and they have a sincere heart for knowing what it is that heals and cures people. Hey, you know what? Praise God. I'm all for good doctors. But I'm not for somebody, no matter how smart or intellectually big they think they are. I'm not for those that don't know how to tell the truth because they're good for nothing. Okay? And I want to put into perspective, friends, what's happening here right now. When you think about these free, get these free shots. I want to ask you something, Americans. When the government says that you can have a free COVID-19 shot, I'm just curious, who paid for that? I mean, do you some of you people out there think that Joe Biden wrote out a check for these free shots they're so apt and willing to give to everybody? But notice how it doesn't apply to any other sickness. Right? No, first of all, understand the money came from us. And I highlighted this the other day, but do you know how all this works, friends? They steal the money. The government had to convince, this is all pre-planned. It's all pre-planned. There was clinics going up all over the state of Minnesota for 10 years prior to this pandemic, just so you all know. And we were all suspect as to what is coming down the line that we're seeing all these clinics go up everywhere. Well, we have it now, don't we? We showed you they were doing the same things in movies. They were doing the same things on television, in the music industry. They were desensitizing the people for such a day as over the last 3 years. The money comes from taxpayers after they convince them that they have the cure to the problem. And for most people, they don't think things through because they still put their trust in the arm of the flesh. And they wonder why they reaped the curse. Jeremiah 17:5. The government steals the money after they convince them that the people need the government. The government convinces them that there is some sort of virus. They go steal tax dollars, and before you know it, the fastest manufacturers in a medical industry, in the medical industry, in the history of the medical industry, all of a sudden, before we knew it, it was wear a mask. Then I knew it was coming, and we were talking about it. What's the pill in the jam? We can look at vaccines. They're going to try to get you to take a vaccination. Exactly. What do they do then? Then, because people started to resist the vaccinations, as they call them, experimental jabs, as we call them, what do? They begin to try to force comply the people at large on a global basis to take the shot. Now, if I really knew that this was genuine, would they need to force me to do anything? Absolutely not. But this is what they want you to believe. They know better than us. And then consider the players that were trying to sell the virus to us, the Bill Gates that wants to lower the population, depopulate the world by $3.6 billion. The list goes on, right? And no matter how much truth you tell, I guess that's a theory. Well, I'll tell you what, I need more because all of mine have come true. But what's interesting is the people don't realize you're paying for that. They're telling you it's free when it's not. They stole our money. And then guess what? After the shot is given to people, then the big pharma like Moderna, that Pfizer, AstraZeneca, those guys get huge profits Where did they get that profit money? Where did they get that money from, friends? They got that from your money. The government stole it, and they transferred that money through the vaccinations into the arms of the people. They stole the money. The genocide goes forward, and they took that money, and they gave it to their buddies in Big Pharma. It's exactly what they did. So first they steal your money, and then they give that stolen money over to Big Pharma. And look what Big Pharma is responsible for. They want you to act like what's happening is not really happening. Read Amos 3. It's happening, friends. It's happening. So don't sit there and act like what is happening in front of your faces isn't happening. With all the information that we have, look what they just released. This is 3 days ago. The FDA, all the while having the facts, in many cases, the CDC, the corrupt CDC, is reporting the same information we're giving you. And what's interesting is regardless of all that, now they want to, because they haven't killed enough children. It's been 70 million. They need to get more of them, friends. The FDA now clears new COVID-19 vaccines for babies and children under the age of five. If that doesn't get you outside to protest the crimes of what you see right in front of your face, what will? What will? And if not, which, by the way, is a mercy of God, which we've covered, the mercy of God is that he's opened our eyes to what's going on, and he looks to the church to keep his commandments, to keep his judgments, and obeying his statutes. And what is that? Isaiah 26:9. What does it tell us? When thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. How? Through the church. I mean, Protestant has meaning, and the church doesn't listen to any of that. They want, again, God to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. No, no, no. You know not Scripture. Read Genesis 18. When the Lord comes onto the scene to judge what you failed to judge, you're a part of that judgment because you're an accomplice to the crime. That is Scripture, friends. This is all of the stuff that has been completely taken out of sight and out of minds of the American people because they don't want to know the truth. Well, I just gave it to you. John 8:32 tells us the truth makes us free. If you want to be free, then hold to the truth. Tim from Texas, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. Well, what I want to, I kind of take issue with what you said, because what happens most of the time, this is through personal experiences, we take a stand as representatives or politicians, if you want to call us that, and they're moral stands, but there's no one out there backing us up. Not one time in the issues that arose down here in Cedar Park did the church come out and endorse us.
I totally agree.
Stand with us. None of the corporate churches, first of all, they're corrupt, and you know that, but they are not following Jesus. In fact, they're following another gospel of Jesus, which is the Schofield dispensationalist. So there are a few of us, but we aren't getting this backup and the support. Okay. And it ruined us. It totally ruined us.
And I totally agree with you, Tim, but I'm curious, where are we in disagreement? I totally agree. I've been doing this for 23 years when I first started doing high school assemblies, because they were doing nothing but complaining about what was going on in the public schools. One of them was Michelle Bachman out here. They did nothing but complain about what was going on in the schools. They were raising a lot of money. So I decided, wait a second, why are you guys standing outside the building? Why don't we go inside of the building and educate the children? Guess who started to attack me? It wasn't the world. It wasn't the heathen world. It was the professed church. And so I experienced the exact same thing you're talking about right now, Tim. I'm with you, my friend.
Well,
I'm not against you.
The disagreement is that there's not people out there standing up. And what I did, and what the other council member with me, who's a friend of mine, did, no one came to our aid.
Yep.
No one. Right from the very beginning in 2019, with the drag queens in the library, to the jabs, to the Satanists, the whole deal.
Yep.
The church was nowhere to be found, Brad.
I know.
And next, take my call, man. Have a good one.
Yeah, thank you. I do want to say this in response. Let's make this clear. That is a lack of Christianity. That's exactly what it is. There's going to be a lot. Hey, folks, I post all day long. I get to see these people that profess to be Christians all day long. They know not a word of Scripture, but they know how to defend their favorite politicians. They know how to defend their excuses. They know how to defend everything but the Word of God, in which they don't stand for. And what's the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle. So what is it? It's a lack of Christianity. Thank you for the call, Tim. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they seek truth in the faith that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so I want to do this in response to Tim. I hope, you know, the Bible's very clear when it talks about those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, and there's those that don't. I'm thinking of Jeremiah 5:21. Those that love the truth, they're on board with our mission, the Great Commission, Mark 16:15. And if they're on board, we're all in this together. Just like what Tim said from Texas right before the end of the last segment, he noticed that when it was time to stand up and fight, the church was nowhere to be found. Of course. They're not the church. And I don't know how much further I need to go into some of the stuff because I feel that some of my experience, more of it needs to come out. But I want to tell you, I've been in ministry for 23 years. I'm still in the five-state area. I still have not heard of anybody taking up the baton and going out into the schools. And yet, I'm told that 70% of all those that do high school assemblies across the country, they're Christians. Oh, my goodness. You know, and that leads me to this, and just think through this with me, please. I was sitting with the sheriff one time, about 4 years ago now. Yeah, that's accurate. And I'd asked him, I said, so what is his perspective on the local church in the county in which I broadcast? He said, oh, they're great. They're great. The church is great. And I'm sitting here thinking, this guy has a lack of experience, to say the least. Or he's just from a different planet altogether. And I said to him, so the church is great. And he said, yeah. And he said it like in a giddy way, like absolutely. He was assured of it. He was confident of who they were. And I know that there's 101 churches in the county in which I broadcast. 101. And I said, well, let me show you the strength of the church real quick here, okay? And he never thought of it. And that's all I do is think about it. I said, so that church that you think is doing a great job, what are they teaching in question? What are they teaching in those schools throughout the county? What are they teaching in health class? Because I've had principals tell me that every 3 to 7 years, the textbooks are being changed. They're indoctrinating. And I'm not going to go through this whole charade today, friends, but I am telling you, I had to put the question to him, what are they teaching? Why are they teaching evolution, I asked the sheriff. Why are they teaching evolution in the public schools? That was illegal all the way up until 1968. Why are they now changing the history books and the textbooks every 3 to 7 years? Why in health classes are they teaching them that men and men can be married and women and women can be married when all of this is against the law, especially against God's law? And I stopped right there and I just looked at him because he was confounded. Maybe a better way of saying it, he was dumbfounded. He never thought it through. That's the problem. How strong is the church in your community, in your county, in your city? What are they teaching at the local school? What, drag queen stories? Children can now have dishes in their bathrooms because they think they're cats or dogs? I'm not kidding you, friends. It's getting weird. And I warn and forewarned of this over and over and over again, Ezekiel 33, verse 3, concerning when you're dealing with people like this, our laws condemn sodomites. I said, if you let this go, there is no lines with these people. Well, Scripture tells us that over and over and over again. Oh, my goodness, you know? That's how strong the church is in America. Where are they? They're silent. Why? Because they're subservient to the state. That's why. They fear man. They don't fear God. If they fear God, do you think we... 86, Tim, I hope you're still listening to me. 86% of the people in this country call themselves Christians. Can you imagine if only 30% of those were real or 25% of those were real? And the Lord doesn't even need that much. Less than 3% of the population was used by our forefathers to establish what it is that we have today. Can you imagine if just 3% of those that call themselves Christians in this country were real? And I was just telling my friend Tim from Texas that it's interesting because when I first got into the church and I was asked to do a high school and I got pulled into this whole thing and I went full bore after I put my hand to that plow and I didn't look back and I never have since that day. I thought the church was going to get on board and help, but what I found is, in fact, they were the ones picking up rocks trying to stone me with them. I remember one guy was going around the whole circuit when we started doing high school assemblies. And I wasn't looking for it. It came to me. I was in school learning what was going on. And this guy was going around from church to church in the Assemblies of God here in Minneapolis raising money. And I caught one of his flyers, and he was buying a brand new van. And my goodness, folks, we had a procession of 19 people going from school to school to school to school because we didn't have money. Matter of fact, we weren't even getting paid to do the high schools. We had to raise the money to do the high schools 95% of the time throughout the country out of those 365 high schools. Who was throwing rocks at me? It was the professed Christians, friends. That's who was doing it. Read Numbers 13 and 14. Nothing new. Let's pick up stones and kill them. I want to tell you this, and I'm going to share this with you. For probably 8 years, we had Michelle Bachmann, a congresswoman here in the state of Minnesota, a couple times doing do a couple speaking engagements with us concerning our ministries doing high school assemblies. And I was also on KKMS, a Salem Communication Network, for I think 10 to 13 years here. And she used to tell the teams all the time, say hey to Bradley, say hey to Bradley, say hey to Bradley. Well, it happens to be one of her friends raises money in an organization that does nothing but stand outside of the door of the schools and complain about everything that the parents tolerate. Well, I wasn't going to be a part of that problem. And what's also interesting is when she ran for president, I got a phone call from Michelle Bachmann. And Michelle Bachmann called me and she said, Bradley, do you want me to become the president? And I'm not here to, listen, I will stand tooth and nail with anybody that does the right thing. But I will also stand against tooth and nail against those that fail to do what they're supposed to do. And she said, would you do me a favor and take my reference, my referral off of your page? And I'm thinking to myself, now we're starting to play politics, Michelle Bachmann. I started to see real quick she was no different than anybody else. And for years, we did nothing but high-five her efforts because they were right. You want to take your name off of my page when you claim to stand for the same word that the God that we serve declares unto us to keep. I'm confounded. See, folks, these people are so conditioned to allow criminals to do what they do and then to sit back and call themselves Christians when the Lord told us to face off with those that commit those crimes. Not in America anymore. And Tim, this is exactly what you're experiencing. Their God's inside of the building. Their God's inside of a box. And he's not the God of the Bible, who's the governor of all nations, who's the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's not the God of the Bible who says, call unto me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things. No, to them, what our finite minds can comprehend, that's our God. Well, I want to tell you something, friends. That is not the God of the Bible in any sense of the word. Jesus said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. And if you look at the end of the book of John, chapter 21, it talks about all the miracles that Jesus did. And what does it say at the end of the chapter? It says that had all the books been written concerning the things that Jesus did, that the world couldn't contain them. See, they serve a God of their own imagination. Read Psalm 78, verse 6. And what Tim just said during the last segment, you stole the show. I'm glad you did. Because this is about you, and that's why I desire phone calls, pro or con, Judah 3 and 4. Because it's a lack of Christianity. But what is the history of the church concerning those that are willing to stand with the Lord, regardless of what others do? He always shows up. He always shows up. The power of God unto salvation is always made to those that bear and hold to the cross of Jesus Christ. Not to those that compromise. Not to those that seek the approbation of men. Nope. That's not a... Hey, folks, if preachers today preach the same thing that Jesus preached, they'd be crucified too. And I can take that and turn that the other way. If Jesus preached what men preach today, he would have never been crucified. What you're seeing in this country today is a lack of Christianity, friends. And they're enemies to the cross of Christ. And yes, that includes Michelle Bachmann. And I'm sure this will get to her. Michelle, shame on you, to say the least. Hey, folks, I'm going to finish this off tomorrow. We'll just roll over into the next day, and we'll finish this show off again. Tim, thank you for the call. I totally appreciate that. And I don't mean to ostracize anybody in this fight.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick.
Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.